Right now, it's time for this week's edition of Adopt a Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat, two cats in this case this week, looking for their forever home. We're joined by a different local organization and a bunch of great ones around who tell us all about new furry friends and sharing their story online, on social media, and right here on the radio to hopefully find them a family. Maybe it will be you. Joined today in the studio by Jackie Marks of the Goat House Refuge down just north of downtown Pittsburgh. GoatHouseRefuge.org is their website. Amazing location in Chatham County. And she's here to talk about two cats, Julio and Jenny. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. It's good to be with you this morning.
So Julio and Jenny not joining us in the studio today, but we'll have photos of them up on our website, chapelboro.com. I know they're already up on GoatHouseRefuge.org, so folks can go there too and check them out. Tell us about them.
Jenny and Julio are a sweet pair of kitties born around April of this year, who were found as strays and brought to the goat house by a concerned neighbor along with their mom, Dahlia. Jenny and Julio arrived with badly infected eyes, which were treated and healed. However, as a result, it is likely that both kittens are completely blind. Both kittens crave attention and would make excellent pets. Blind kitties mentally map their environment and navigate as well as seeing kitties. However, they must go to an indoor-only home. They're currently in foster.
Mm-hmm.
Dahlia is back at the refuge. She is also available for adoption. Jenny and Julio are with a foster who will welcome visitors.
Okay.
So, since they're not quite ready to go to their home yet, but they soon will be, come visit these little darlings and see if they are the ones just waiting to go home with you. They're pretty bonded because they've been together their whole lives. And I can vouch for bonded sibling kitties because I live with two bonded sibling kitties from the goat house.
All right.
My Jacob and Elijah are going to be 7 years old this month, and they came from the goat house, and they are still as bonded can be, but they have very different personalities, as do Jenny and Julio.
Awesome. What are Jenny and Julio like personality-wise?
They are sweet, and they love to play, and they're very receptive to each other, to human touch, and I've actually visited them before. They're so sweet. Jenny is the brindle puss, sort of the brown striped, and Julio, as is typical of the male color gene, is the orange tiger.
Okay. Very cool. Speaking with Jackie Marks, Goat House Refuge. GoatHouseRefuge.org is their website for more on their work and a whole bunch of other cats and kittens that are available, some of them being fostered, a lot of them at the refuge itself. But we're talking about Julio and Jenny today, and you mentioned they're likely blind. What is, and other than that means they need to be in an indoor house, is there anything else that prospective owners should know?
Right. They need for the litter box always needs to be in the same place.
Right.
The food always needs to be in the same place. Don't rearrange the furniture without talking to them about it.
Okay.
Once they get used to their environment, they're very, very acclimated to it. I've seen several blind kitties doing that. And it's also, it's ideal if there are few or no stairs, but again, they will navigate stairs.
Yeah.
I've seen a kitty at the goat house who navigates 15 stairs, but again, make it easy for the kitties to know where they are, and they will eventually make it, not eventually, pretty quickly, actually, they'll make it theirs.
I've got two cats who can see just fine, and we leave the food in the same place and the litter box in the same place, and I'm pretty sure they would be upset if we moved them at all.
I think you're right.
They're creatures of routine and
yes.
habit. Yeah, for sure. So speaking with Jackie Marks, Julio and Jenny are the two Adopt-A-Pet kittens of the week, so we're going to have photos of them up on chapelboro.com and information about what you need to know if you want to visit them at their foster home, maybe adopt them. What else should folks know about the Goat House Refuge? What's going on there now?
The Goat House Refuge could use a lot of volunteers for feeding, and we're also looking to hire a couple of vet techs, so please contact us.
How many vets and vet techs do you have there typically?
It's a really good idea. We ideally, if we have at least two on staff, that
okay.
would be good.
Yeah, because they got a lot of cats out there to deal with.
And some of them are special needs. Mm-hmm. Some of the special needs cats will stay at the goat house their whole lives. Some won't. It's a matter of a special diet. But mm-hmm. you have to just make sure that kitty isn't let loose on the other cat's food.
This is going to be the most Portlandia question ever. But Julio and Jenny, are they local or do they come from?
They are local.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that they're. I'm not sure if they're in Chapel Hill or Durham. But the goat house will let you know and it'll direct you to Jenny and Julio forthwith, mm-hmm. and you can be charmed by them.
Because I know some of the cats that come to you from now states away, right? You've gotten those calls?
Well, by the time we get to telling you about them, they are close enough.
They were originally found, and yeah. you get the call from, was it Georgia or South Carolina or places like that?
It has happened before.
Yeah.
I think that Jenny and Julio and Dahlia were all relatively local.
Okay.
Though.
All right. Again, speaking with Jackie Marks, Julio and Jenny are our Adopt-A-Pet Animals of the Week. Go to chapelboro.com. We'll also have more on them on our social media pages, and you can already get more on them now at goathouserefuge.org. Anything else that folks ought to know about Julio and Jenny?
They're adorable.
That's all you need
to
know?
They really are. I've met them. They have sweet little voices, and they respond very well to voices and attention and pets, and they're just incredibly lovable.
Love it. Again, goathouserefuge.org for more on the Goat House Refuge. We'll have more on Julio and Jenny on our website, chapelboro.com. Jackie Marks, thank you as always so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.